I'm Deborah J. M. Smith. This is InformingChristians.com, Friday, May 8th, 2009. I want to talk about Mary. Yes, the mother of Jesus. I want to talk about Mary. Who is Mary? Who was Mary? Mary was the mother of Jesus' earthly body. She was blessed among women. An angel came to her and told her that she shall conceive a son, and let her know everything that shall happen. And the angel did not ask her if she wanted to. The angel said she shall conceive a son. She shall. It was not a request. It was not a, will you talk it over with Joseph and get back to me in the morning? She did ask, you know, how is it going to be that she hasn't been with a man? Now note, she asked how it was going to be that she hadn't been with a man already. She didn't say that she was never going to have sex. She was betrothed to Joseph. She was to get married. Now, Joseph was told to not touch her until after the baby was born. Now, Joseph wouldn't have been told to not touch her till after the baby was born if Joseph had no intentions of ever having sex with Mary. And Mary wouldn't have been betrothed to marry Joseph if she wasn't planning on having sex with him. You see, it would be a sin for a wife to not give herself to her husband. Scripture speaks of giving oneself to one's spouse, a man to his wife and a wife to her husband. Mary would have sinned if she didn't have sex with Joseph. But they were to wait until after Jesus was born. And they did. Again, Mary did not say, I'm never going to have sex. She said, I haven't been with a man yet. And of course, this is in so many words. I'm summing it up. Scripture also shows that Jesus had brothers. And we're not talking that Jesus was this cool dude guy walking around saying, hey, brother. Okay, no, he had real biological brothers. They were half-brothers, John, James. They were brothers. Okay, let's go on to another topic. Was Mary born sinless? Was she born righteous? No. Scripture says that all have sinned, all fall short of the glory of God. Now, some people say, well, Mary was saved inside the womb. Well, here's the thing. Scripture doesn't say she was saved inside the womb, does it? And Scripture does not say that anyone was born without sin. People say, well, John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. But you know what? In the Old Testament, the people spoken of who were filled with the Holy Spirit could leave them. The psalmist David would say, take not thou Holy Spirit from me. Yeah, it wasn't a situation like we have during the day of grace. It wasn't like what we have now where he will never leave us or forsake us. The Holy Spirit could indwell a person and leave. I don't believe that that's what happened with John the Baptist. But it does not mean that John the Baptist was saved from birth. And absolutely he wasn't. Absolutely he wasn't. Being indwelled with the Holy Spirit is not what saves a soul. Jesus saves souls. And yes, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, one God. But again, it's Jesus that saves souls. What Jesus did on the cross was payment for the sin. And all those who believe on him for salvation, we are who are saved. Being filled with the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament did not save a soul. People in the Old Testament, they believed on the Lord that he was going to come and save them. David spoke of his Redeemer coming, the Lord, to save him. Did Jesus treat Mary as above others? No. Actually, Jesus, one time when he was addressed about his mother, he said, "Who's my mother? Who's my brothers?" And he looked out at the crowd, these people. Jesus did not elevate his mother above anyone else. He didn't. And Mary knew that Jesus was her Savior. But what about the word grace and being used with Mary? What does the word grace mean? Grace in Scripture. We are saved by Jesus. By grace. By Jesus, by grace. Grace is an adjective describing the verb saved, an action. So grace is an adjective describing how we're saved by Jesus, by grace. Grace does not save us. Jesus saves us. But he does that by grace. And through what? Faith. And that not of what? Works. Lest any man should boast. And how do we get faith? By hearing. By hearing the word of God is how we get faith. Is Mary a co-redeemer? No. Nowhere in Scripture ever puts Mary as a co-redeemer. Actually, Scripture is very clear that God will share his glory with no other. Even if people want to play around with the meaning of co. Co is a prefix. It goes on the beginning of a word. Co makes someone equal to some degree. Is it a co-worker? So you work together equally. Or is it a co-pilot, who's usually a little bit under the main pilot? Which is it? Is it just someone who's working with? Or is it someone who's totally equal? Well, let me ask you this. Could Jesus be less God than God the Father? No. And Jesus said, "I and the Father are one." Jesus was not saying that he's a little less. And one of the ways that I let people know that Jesus is God is that he can't be a little less than God and be equal with God. If someone's going to say that Mary is co-redeemer, even if they want to try and say, "No, no, no, I'm not meaning equal as in co-workers. I'm meaning equal like a co-pilot." She's there kind of hanging with him, but she's still a little lower than him. What does it matter? Saying she's co-redeemer is still saying she has something to do with our salvation, which elevates her to the position of God, because you can't just be a little God or a little less than God. You can't be a little less of a redeemer, a lower in ranks redeemer. David, the psalmist, was very clear that God is the Redeemer. So for someone to claim to be a co-redeemer to any degree is claiming part of that position at the very least. And you can't be part when it comes to being God. Jesus isn't part God, he's fully God. And Mary's not part the Redeemer, part God. She's not at all. She's not at all. You can't take a name reserved for God and put co before it and think that somehow that's okay. I mean, would it be okay to say she's co-Jesus or she's co-God? Redeemer is a word reserved for the Lord. Don't put a co before it and try to play around with the meaning and say it's okay because I've somehow played around with the meaning. It's still wrong. Either way, it's still wrong. Okay, what about a co-mediatrix and advocate? Is Mary either of these? No. People will try and play with these words and say it's not meaning that she's a co-mediator or co-advocate with the Father. If it's not, then what's it meaning? I've heard people dance all around this. If it's not, then what is it meaning? Fact is, she's not a co-mediator, she's not a co-advocate. And if it is not desired for people to think it means what it clearly means, then I suggest that those who use this term stop calling it this and change the catechism, which purely describes it as exactly what it sounds like, that she somehow mediates between man and God. I want to read you this. Quote, "In giving birth you kept your virginity. In your dormination you did not leave the world, O Mother of God, but were joined to the source of life. You conceived the living God, and by your prayers will deliver our souls from death." End quote. Where did I get that from? The Catechism on the Vatican's website. Yes, people are saying that she mediates with her prayers that they're claiming she says for us. Now people will say, well, don't we pray? Don't we pray for each other? Yes, we do. But we don't say by those prayers that people's souls will be delivered from death. You see, there's one Redeemer, and that's Jesus Christ. And there's one Mediator between man and God, and that's Jesus Christ. And there's one Advocate with the Father for those who are His. Those of us who are His, if we do something wrong, who will go to the Father on our behalf? And that is Jesus. It's not Mary. And people of the Catholic religion who play around with these words and think that somehow they can take what clearly is saying something and say, no, it's not. They're really playing on dangerous territory here. There's only one reason that they need to act like it's not saying what it is. And that's because they know that what it's saying is really bad. And I want to say something else here. If a person is a devout Catholic, that person then believes that only the Catholic Church has the truth of what Scripture means. They don't believe that they can understand it on their own. They believe that the interpretation of the Scriptures is exclusive to the Catholic Church leaders. So, how would they know? How would they know if something in Scripture is saying something different from what the Catholic Church says it says, if they're wholeheartedly believing that Scripture can only be interpreted through the Catholic Church leaders, then how would they know? If they in one breath admit that all Scripture is interpreted by the Catholic Church leaders, and in the next breath claim that Scripture proves what the Catholic Church leaders are saying. Do you see the discrepancy there? Do you see how that doesn't jive? If the way you're getting your interpretation is from the Catholic Church leaders and you really believe they're the only ones that can tell what it means, then I guess you're not a good one to look into the Word of God and say, oh, see, this proves that the Catholic Church is telling the truth. Because all that you believe of the Word of God, you believe what the Catholic Church is telling you it means. And you admit, when you say that the Catholic Church leaders are the only ones who can interpret Scripture, and you say, see, Scripture proves what the Catholic Church says, it's a circular reasoning. You're saying that the Catholic Church has told you what the scripture means to prove that the Catholic Church has it right. Does it matter that these words are not in the Bible? Christmas isn't in the Bible. Yeah, but the word Christmas does not claim to be co with Jesus Christ, does it? The word Trinity isn't in the Bible. Well, I personally don't refer to Father, Son, Holy Ghost as the Trinity. I just say they're triune God, three in one God, and that's a description word. But Bible's not in the Bible. It's because Bible means book. That's okay. Some people will say, well, the rapture is not in the Bible, but that which means rapture is in the Bible, caught up. And that's something the Catholic Church does not believe in on a whole. Yeah, their doctrine does not believe in the rapture, even though the scriptures are very clear. Does the Bible say that Mary was brought up to heaven without dying? No. Does the Bible say anything about her being the Queen of Heaven? No. Does the Catholic Church have exclusive rights to Mary? No. And that's a point I really want to make here. I admire the person of Mary. I think she had to have been a very special person. Very sweet, perhaps the sweetest woman who ever walked this earth. And it saddens me what the Catholic Church has done to her memory. Just as Peter did not elevate himself above others and would never have claimed to be what the Catholic Church describes popes to be, Mary was humble. Mary would never have gone for what the Catholic Church has done to her name. It saddens me because of what the Catholic Church has done to Mary's name. A lot of people have a distaste for Mary, like an anger towards her. And that really saddens me. It's like they've hurt her memory. They've hurt her name. They've made her out to be some kind of freak. And Mary was not a freak. Mary would have been, by what Scripture said, a blessed woman. And she would have been humble. And she would have been very sweet. She clearly was a good girl, wasn't she? And it saddens me what the Catholic Church has done to her memory and done to her name, because people do, they get upset with her. So I would say to anyone who's listening on to this, who's not a devout Catholic, who does not elevate Mary to the positions that the Catholic Church leaders have elevated her, and all too many Catholics have, don't take it out on Mary's memory. Have good thoughts about Mary. Don't take it out on her memory, what the Catholic Church has done to her. She never asked to be worshipped. And that's another thing. They claim they don't worship her. Of course they worship her. Go to the Vatican's website. Type in the Catechism. And then do a search on the word Mary. And look at what the Catechism says. If that's not worship, I don't know what it is. That's worship. And that's sad. So let's keep Mary. Let's try, as people who are not Catholic, much less devout Catholic, let's try and keep Mary in perspective. And let's not be upset with her for what the Catholic Church has done to her memory. And I would like it very clear, again, I do not hate the Catholic. I'm not anti the regular, everyday Catholic. I'm anti the leaders of the Catholic Church. I am anti the teachings. And I'm certainly not against my brothers and sisters in Christ who are born again and still going to a Catholic Church. I would say, come out of there and be ye separate. And I would say to the everyday Catholic, come out of there and be ye separate. You're believing what man is telling you. You're foregoing the Word of God for what man tells you. And anyone who says, I am anti-Catholic as if I'm anti the people, he's a liar. I'm anti-Catholicism, and I'm anti the leaders of the Catholic Church, the teachers, the big high-up teachers. I'm Deborah J. M. Smith of InformingChristians.com, also known as DeborahJMSmith.com.